Welcome to the deep dive. This is where we take essential reading, we tear into it, pull out the core knowledge, and really give you that quick, informed edge.
Today, we're jumping into something I think most people can relate to. The pain point of buying big, expensive stuff and how one company is trying to fix that consumer skepticism.
Yeah, our sources today are all about business strategy, specifically looking at how pricing models connect with, that thing companies want most. Customer trust. And this isn't just theory, right? This is applied strategy, boots on the ground.
That's exactly right. We're digging into parts of a document called Transparent Pricing and Customer Trust at Garland Dealerships. And the fact that we've got a specific company name, Garland Dealerships, and an industry, well, that tells you this isn't just philosophical hand waving. It sounds like a playbook.
Definitely. And for you listening, our goal here, our mission is to really pull out the main idea. How does Garland Dealerships actually use this tactic, transparent pricing, to get that big result, which is lasting customer trust? We really need to understand what the core discovery is. So let's set the scene first. Garland Dealerships. We hear that, and immediately we're thinking about car dealerships, a sector that, let's be honest, often struggles with trust issues. It feels like dealerships are often high on the list of places where you feel like you need to put on your negotiation armor before you even walk through the door.
And starting there is crucial, actually, because this strategy, transparency, it only really makes sense because of that status quo. If everyone already trusted dealerships, well, transparency wouldn't be disruptive, would it? It'd just be how things are done. But in the car world, that complexity in pricing, the haggling, the sort of hidden fees, the whole let me talk to my manager dance that is the system, or it often has been.
Right. So when Garland decides to go with transparent pricing, that's a huge strategic statement. It feels deliberate. They're basically saying, look, we know this industry is often opaque, and we're actively choosing to fight against that whole history of, well, consumer misery.
The implication is pretty massive, yeah. If you break down transparent pricing, it's got to be more than just like sticking a price on the windshield. In this context, for it to be strategic, it surely means two things. First, the final price, the out-the-door price, is clear upfront. And second, all the pieces of that price, fees, taxes, any options, they're all itemized clearly and consistent. Whether you look online or talk to a salesperson, if they're using transparent pricing strategically, it strongly implies they're getting rid of the negotiation part entirely.
Getting rid of the negotiation. That feels like the real sigh of relief for the customer, doesn't it? When you buy something big and you feel like you have to haggle, you don't usually leave feeling great. You often leave wondering, could I have gotten a better deal? Or worse, did I just get tricked?
Exactly. The stress, the psychological cost of the transaction can sometimes feel worse than the actual money spent. So transparency aims to remove that psychic cost. It tries to shift the whole vibe from, me versus you adversarial to something more consultative. And what's really key here for this to actually work in a dealership, those transparent prices have to be non-negotiable. If the price is clear, but then you immediately start haggling over it, well, the whole thing just falls apart. You're right back to complexity and distrust.
Okay, but let's move beyond just diagnosing the industry's problem. That brings us to the goal, the prize, customer trust. We mentioned these are big, infrequent purchases. Why is trust so critical here? Why can't Garland just, focus on volume, on moving metal?
Well, because just selling cars isn't the whole picture for profitability. Think about it. You buy a car maybe, once every 5 years, maybe longer. In those gaps between purchases, the dealership needs to maximize the lifetime value of that customer. If a buyer trusts the dealership, they're much more likely to come back for the profitable stuff service, maintenance, repairs. They tell their friends. Trust dramatically lowers the cost of getting future business, both sales and service.
Okay. So it's also about the service bay and referrals.
Definitely. And think about efficiency too. If the sales process itself is quick, clear, no fighting, the sales team spends less time arguing about the price. They can spend more time actually helping customers, building relationships, or even just handling more sales efficiently. Trust pays off in operations, in service, in referrals, long after that car drives off the lot.
So we've got the industry struggle, we have the strategy, Garland chose transparent pricing, and we have the desired outcome, customer trust, which fuels long-term profit. And the title of this document we're looking at links them directly. Transparent pricing leads to customer trust.
That connection, that's the core thesis right there. It tells us where they're going. But the really interesting part, the bit that unlocks the value for you, the listener, is probably in the section heading mentioned in the source. The document apparently has a heading like, How Transparent Pricing Builds Trust at Garland Dealerships.
There it is. That word again. How? That's the critical piece, isn't it?
Yeah.
The title tells us what happens, but the section on how is like the instruction manual, the mechanism.
Absolutely. The fact that such a section exists confirms it. The real value here isn't just the idea of being transparent. Lots of companies talk about that. It's the operational mechanics they figured out, the specific steps that connect showing the price to actually earning the customer's confidence. Transparency is like the starting point, the raw material. But the how is the engineering needed to build that bridge across to trust.
Okay, let's spend a minute on that. Based on what we know about dealerships and the strategy, what kinds of mechanisms must be involved? If just showing a non-negotiable price isn't enough, what else did Garland likely have to change, behaviorally or systemically, to make people believe that price is fair and the process is honest?
Right. That's where the real deep dive would be in that how section. And you're right. The mechanism can't only be about the price itself. I mean, we can probably infer at least maybe three critical areas that have to be addressed in that section, because without them, just saying transparent price doesn't build trust. First, I'd bet on consistency and verification. If a price is truly transparent, it absolutely has to be the same everywhere. Same price online, on the car's sticker, in the advertising, in the contract, and what the salesperson tells you. The mechanism for trust here relies on the customer being able to easily check and confirm that price at every single touch point. They need to trust the system, not just hope the salesperson is being honest today.
I see. So consistency builds predictability. Mm. If I walk in and the salesperson says, yep, transparent, non-negotiable price, but then immediately starts a hard sell on some vague overpriced protection package, well, then the whole feeling of transparency just shatters.
Right.
The customer feels like, okay, the game just moved over here instead.
Precisely. Which leads directly to the second likely mechanism, staff behavior and, crucially, their compensation structure. Think about it. If a dealership switches to fixed, transparent pricing, they almost certainly have to change how they pay their sales staff. The old model often incentivized salespeople based on maximizing the profit margin on each individual car. That's what fuels haggling and opacity. So Garland's house section, I'd wager details a shift, maybe towards salary-based pay, maybe bonuses based on volume, or importantly, customer satisfaction scores, rather than just gross profit per unit. The mechanism isn't just telling staff to be nice, it's changing their financial incentives.
That makes total sense. You can't really expect people to act transparently if their paycheck depends on being, well, opaque. So the mechanism is fundamentally altering the motivation structure. Okay, what's the third?
The third, and this one might be the most powerful for actually generating that feeling of trust day to day, has to be simplified document presentation. The paperwork. Even if the car price is clear, distrust often creeps back in right at the end when you're faced with the final contract. Suddenly, there are all these obscure fees, dock fees, destination charges, prep fees.
Ugh, yes, the fee jungle.
Exactly. So that how section probably details how Garland simplified all that. Maybe a single clear admin fee, or just much better itemization and explanation before you get the final papers, giving the customer clarity and time to understand everything before they sign.
That really speaks to control, doesn't it? Transparency gives the customer a sense of control because they have the information. And feeling in control reduces anxiety, and that lack of anxiety helps build trust. So these mechanisms, they're really about building honesty into the system, not just putting it in an advertisement.
It's the classic difference between saying you'll do something and actually setting up the processes to make it happen reliably. Intention versus execution. What these sources suggest is that Garland dealerships didn't just announce fixed prices. They seem to have operationalized it. They made the internal changes in their culture, maybe their training, definitely compensation, and systems needed to make that fixed price credible. And it's that credibility earned through consistent execution that turns transparency into actual trust.
Okay, fantastic. So let's pull back for a second and really nail down the key takeaways here based purely on the structure and hints in these source materials. This is the stuff for you, the listener, to really lock in.
Yeah.
Takeaway number one, Garland dealerships picked a specific, potent strategy, transparent pricing, to solve a known industry headache.
Mm-hmm. Two, there's a clear, demonstrable link shown between that strategy and the outcome they wanted, customer trust. And we know trust drives profit in this business long term.
And number three, maybe the most important insight for anyone studying strategy. The real gold is in the mechanism, the how. Its existence in the document confirms the strategy isn't just wishful thinking. It's engineered, repeatable, and executable. The strategy works because of the how.
Yeah, and just to wrap that thought up, this whole case seems like a great example of how effective strategy development works. It's not enough to just name a solution, like transparency. You have to rigorously figure out and detail the internal changes needed to make that solution actually work, to turn it into a reliable engine for success. Good strategic analysis always needs to push past the what and really dig into the how.
Absolutely. So we know transparent pricing builds trust for Garland. But thinking about those mechanisms we just discussed, that leads to a final thought, the question for you to chew on. If a business implements price transparency, what are maybe the two or three most critical non-price actions they must take right away? Think about things like compensation or maybe staff training. What's needed immediately to make sure the transparency actually translates into trust? Because the price might open the door, but it feels like the internal culture and execution are what really close the deal on trust. Think about those behavioral shifts required to make transparency credible. Keep digging for the how behind success. That wraps up this deep dive.